Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I'm still on the road. I'm losing count on the number of times I've said that. But, you know, the closer I get to my final destination, the more I've encountered questions about what's to come. And I thought to myself, I'm not the only one who could stand to benefit by having this conversation. And what I mean is, all of us have gone through phases of our life where either we had to build ourselves or reinvent ourselves. Those of you who've gotten divorced, I know you've had to reinvent yourself. You've had to revamp your image with a lot of people who took your ex-wife's side. Or if you're a younger guy, you face fear in the face of adversity, as I do, and as I have in the past as well. Uncertainty and unfamiliarity breeds fear and malcontents. You have no idea what to expect. You have no idea what's to come. And so that then automatically usually means you think of the worst possible thing that could happen. And I want to challenge you, as I challenge myself with the following. Don't focus on what could go wrong. Focus on what you set out to achieve. Focus on your goal. I'm not saying don't analyze risks. Absolutely. Make sure you know what you're getting into. I'm not saying just jump in. That's stupid. I never tell you to do that in a relationship or in an investment. And you are essentially investing in your future by betting on yourself. Make no mistake about it. That's what you're doing. You are betting on yourself. You're saying, hey, I'm not going to take the safe route. I'm not going to take the route of least resistance. I'm not going to just go forward with what I think has the lowest probability of failure, but also then, by extension, the lowest possible opportunity for growth. No. If you are out here to build yourself or reinvent yourself, it's all about saying, I am going to make this work. Now, is it going to be hard at first? It's been hard anytime I've gone down a new road, because you don't know what to expect. And even when you're going through it, you're trying to build some sense of understanding. You're trying to know what's going on around you. You're trying to find your footing. But, you know, last night, after I drove for about 10 hours, I went up with an old friend who I used to play volleyball with. He's a technical sergeant in the U.S. Air Force. He was in when I was in, and he's still there now. And he's a E6 in the United States Air Force. And what's interesting to me is, as we were having dinner, we got steaks, we got some beer. It was fantastic. But as we were talking, it was interesting to hear him talk about his ex, because he was with this one girl for 4 years. And I knew her. She, you know, they had a very interesting dynamic. But what was really interesting was when he was talking to me, he's like, hey, Austin, you know, I haven't seen you in a couple of years. You know, why are you out here? What's going on? You know, what's going on? What's going on with you? And I told him all about how I went to, after the airport was over, I went to college. Now I'm going out to start a new job working at the city. And as I was talking, I could tell he started looking at me a little differently. And I was like, what? And he's like, you seem a lot more confident in yourself. You're carrying yourself differently. And I paused for a second. And I said, what do you mean? And he said that it's really easy, especially when he's been in the Air Force for almost 10 years. And so he was telling me about how it's really easy for people to get complacent, to get comfortable. And a lot of times when people fail, or they think they have failed, it's easy to accept that defeat and not go out there and try. Not go out there and face adversity again because of the way it turned out before. And his insight was amazing. And it was interesting to hear him talk about how he put his relationship behind him, you know, the one that went bad, and he was making rank, and he was wanting to change bases because he'd been at this one for so long. And it was great to see a man that I truly care about, and I've, you know, seen in a not as good place, be ready to face adversity again and be willing to risk and take a chance on himself. And I thought it was fantastic. And I thought to myself, I wish I could have recorded that conversation. It would have been great to play for you guys, but I wouldn't have done that. I didn't want to do that to him. You know, I don't want to put people on the internet if they don't want to be on the internet, you know? And he was fantastic. And it was a great night. We shot pool. We shot the shit about life. It was fantastic. Well, my friends, the reason I tell you this story is not to tell you that I have great friends and you don't or anything like that. It's to let you know that just because you can't necessarily identify with what I do per se. I know you might think, well, Austin, I'm not moving really across the country. I'm not getting into roofing. I'm not trying to start a podcast. I'm not trying to do any of these things that you do, you know, so it's hard for me to relate. Or I'm older and I have a different story and I like what you say. I don't always identify with it, but I try to. The reason I tell you my friend's story is not because I want you to, you know, say that, oh, he's a cool guy or whatever, which he is. But it's to understand that everybody has their own story. You have a story to tell. You have adversity in your own life, and you have choices to make about what you want to do next. I know some of you are older and you've gone through different stages of life that I have yet to go through, and I would love to hear your advice on that. But I'd also love for you to know that you're not alone with the changes going on. If you're thinking that, Austin, you know, I want to take this chance. I want to start this business. I want to stop working this punk job I don't like. I want to stop focusing on things I can't control. I want to make a change in my life that I actually like, that I want to become this person, but I don't know how to do it. But all I know is I don't like what I'm doing right now. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Or I'm in a relationship that I don't like. You know, one of the things my friend told me, he was with his ex who I met when I first got on base and I met him, you know, 2 years ago. He was with her for 4 years. And he's in his late 20s now. He'd been there for 4 years. That's not easy to just get rid of, you know? But he told me, he's like, look, I could have kept the relationship going. And I asked him, well, why not? Why'd you not keep the relationship going? And he looked at me and he said, because I had made so many small sacrifices over a long period of time. And this guy is, he's not fully Caucasian. He's half Filipino and he's half Caucasian. And he told me about how his girlfriend was not a huge fan of Filipino food, not a big fan of Asian food in general. So he didn't get to, you know, fully be in touch with himself. And that's just one example of the things he gave up in that relationship to make her feel included, to make her feel good in that relationship. And I didn't go on full what I might talk about on the show, because at the end of the day, I didn't want to hijack the conversation. I wanted to hear what he had to say. And it was interesting for him to really talk about what we talk about on this show, which is you kind of lose yourself in a relationship. And at the end of the day, you sacrifice to see success, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's professionally, whether it's personally, you will always sacrifice to achieve. You don't just get without giving something. And he told me he was tired of giving and giving and feeling like it wasn't reciprocated. He told me straight up that he passed up on an opportunity to go to a different base, to stay at, you know, where we were with his girlfriend, because he cared about her. And then he brought it up later as if, hey, you know, I really care about you. I want to make this work, whatever. And she was like, oh, I didn't ask you to, you know, not leave. I didn't ask you to mess up on an opportunity for me. And he was like, I didn't say you did. I said I did it because I cared about you in this relationship. And it was a big wake-up call for him. And he was sacrificing it, and she wasn't appreciating it. And so, my friends, when he was talking about his professional life, his relationships, and everything, with him finally standing up for himself and finally saying, I want this, and because I want it, I'm going to go get it. I was like, that's damn right. Damn right what I like to hear. That's what I'm talking about. And he doesn't know about a lot of the stuff that I talk about on the show and stuff like that, because at the end of the day, he's just of a different mindset than me. And I don't think he fully agree with all the stuff we talk about on this show, and that's fine. But it was interesting to hear a man who has a different mindset than me agree with a lot of the things that I espouse on this show, and a lot of the things that you, the audience, the loyal members of this show, also agree with. You know, and they say it in different ways, and not exactly in the blunt way that I might or that you might. But it was refreshing to hear that we are the silent majority. As men, we all know that in a lot of ways, we sacrifice for women and they don't always appreciate it. in the same way that we always have a natural fear of the unknown and of change. He brought that up too, which I was happy to hear that he had the self-awareness to know that of that side of himself, which I kind of already knew. But he told me straight up that he was done being afraid of change and that he wanted to cultivate the change he wanted in his life. I applauded him mentally for that, because for me, that was huge for him to say that. And my friends, just understand that while you may not be able to completely understand where I'm coming from, there are tons of different ways to apply this mindset of not being afraid of the unknown, not being afraid of what you don't know might happen, but instead arming yourself with knowledge and trusting that you can handle the adversity that's going to come your way, and then you can formulate a strategy to win. Might not be easy, might not be as obvious as you hope it might, but you could do it. And you have to believe that. You have to continue to face that adversity, even if you fail at first, which is possible. I've failed before, and I'm upfront and honest about the places I've failed in the past. I honestly think I failed a lot in the military, to be honest with you. But I didn't take that and then see myself as a victim. I saw that. I learned from my mistakes. I used my depression. I used my anxiety. I used these things that a lot of people use as a shield. I use as a springboard to push forward towards what I want out of my life. Period. End of story. A lot of people, they don't do that because either they don't think they can, or they don't have the will to get back on the horse and ride that bucking bronco. Break that horse. One of my favorite movies when I was a kid was Spirit, about a horse who was ironically voiced by Matt Damon. But his whole thing was, he was a wild horse that was caught by cowboys and sold to the U.S. Army. And they couldn't break this horse. They couldn't break him. And he then met this Native American man who understood him as a wild spirit, basically. And that's where he got his name from. Beautiful story. I don't think it's based on a true story, but it was back when DreamWorks and Hollywood could make movies about actual stories and not just pure propaganda and lies and annoying crap. But that's what you have to understand. And that's something that I have to remind myself all the time, that you have to invest in yourself and you have to trust yourself to see things through. Might not get it the first time, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, but you will if you keep at it and you adjust and you refuse to quit. I think it was Babe Ruth who said, it's hard to beat the man who doesn't give up. My friends, don't ever give up. Adjust, reevaluate, but never give up. Never quit. I'll be honest, the closer I get to my destination, the more I'm like, I have no idea what to expect. I have no idea what's going to look like. I don't know anything about like what to expect outside of the little bit that I know about the profession. But, you know, that fear can creep in and it can cripple your joy of this new, fresh start. And never let that happen to you. You have to be conscious. It's not going to happen naturally unless you're just a special breed of person. Have to be purposeful. You have to remind yourself why you set out to do this. Why you said, I'm going to do this. I will do this. And we're going to see it through. Have to remind yourself of why you set out to do this. Whatever it may be for you. Could be personal. Could be professional. Could be spiritual. I don't know what it is for you. But you have to understand that you can do it. You just have to be willing to stick it out for the long haul. It might take you 20 years. But you can do it. But you have to believe that. I could say it for the next 20 years every day to you. And if you don't believe it, then it's not going to make an impact on you. My friends, I'm encouraging you to not give up and to learn from my mistakes. Learn from my friend's mistakes. And understand that you're not alone if you have these feelings. These uncertainties that might saturate the psyche of your mind. Make you question your sanity even. But my friends, you are not alone, and there is a lot of us out here who understand that struggle, who are here to give you advice if you want it. If you want to talk about it in the comments, go ahead. Talk about your story and how you've made it through or how you're in the thick of it, and you just need a vent. I'm here for you, man. I'll read it. I might even heart the comment. I'll be there for you. because I'm in the middle of it too. And even if you watch this video a year from now or 2 years from now, I guarantee you, this is the last time I'm going to be in the situation, nor will it be the last time that you're in the situation either, I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to wager that that's the truth. So my friends, keep your chin up, keep your head in the game, don't focus on all the things that could go bad, and instead focus on why you've set your mind to this, what you came to do. Why did you decide to do this? What pushed you over the line to even try? And focus on that. My friends, take care of yourselves. I might do another one of these on the road. If not, I'll let you guys know. But I can't wait to set my camera back up again and do those videos. But anyways, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Enjoy your day. And I mean it when I tell you, if you want to use the comment section to talk about things, go ahead. It's an open forum for you. As long as YouTube doesn't block it, I don't delete comments. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.